integrative health info at its best. It's time for It's Your Health, and it ain't rocket science with Dr. Decker Weiss and Dr. Holly Lucille.
Well, 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 these smartphones are getting pretty darn smart because I have heard about an app that it can actually help keep colds and flus at bay. I am talking about an app called, I believe it's called Germ Finder. Hang on. No, it's the Germ Tracker. I checked out this app. It's pretty darn amazing. No, I know. Seriously. So researchers in Rochester, New York have created a very complex program that processes data gathered through social media like Twitter. And what they did is they turned it into a web application. This web application is called Germ Tracker. And the application basically, it color codes users from red to green, okay, according to their health status by gathering insightful info from their tweets. For example, if someone posts symptoms like, oh man, I feel awful, I've got a fever, my body aches, my throat is sore, Germ Tracker will be able to zoom in on their location and essentially warn the app's users, okay? Now, scientists are hopeful about this little product. scientists hope that the app will encourage people to consider healthy travel options by avoiding high germ areas during problematic times like flu season. Now, I don't know about this. What do you think?
Well, Holly, we're having a philosophy argument, really. We are having that old...
I didn't know we were having an argument, but boy, I hope I win.
As long as we're not doing pull-ups and CrossFit, I got a shot. Okay. As long as it involves nothing in endurance and strength, I got a hope. Now, what you were having is it the germ or the individual, right? And that argument is not correct. It is. What it would be is that philosophical discussion is the germ cause the issue, or is it because the host is weak causing you the issue? These germ tracker things, I'd be kind of concerned about telling my patients about them simply because I think it might make them paranoid. And I don't even encourage my patients to use the sanitizing hand wash all the time. I tell them to use regular soap because that sanitizing hand wash kills off so much of their own bacteria that they become vulnerable over time and they get skin problems like surgeons do from scrubbing their hands all the time. They can get really brittle skin and stuff. I kind of like when I look at the remedies that those apps that are out there, there's like 15 of them. I like the Home Remedies 101 and the kinds of things that if you're feeling something coming on that you can take, like, you know, Quick Defense from, you know, Gaia Herbs. They've got their thing. As soon as you feel it coming on, you start taking this stuff. I'd rather approach it that way than kind of the germ tracker thing. I mean, don't you worry about your patients getting paranoid?
Well, I think it's really interesting how they collect the data by tweets and such. And I'm just wondering if keywords like ache, okay? So ache, like you could have a heartache. You could have a headache because of your, you know, you could be talking about your boss that's kind of riding you hard at work. Or I'm just wondering that those keywords that are utilized to sort of extrapolate, hey, who's sick, just could be misleading. I just question how they're going about collecting the data. It's very, very interesting to me.
There's plenty of holes in that science. It's kind of neat, you know, there's kind of plenty of holes in that science though. And I think that there's a lot of stuff out there, but you know, what we're talking about ideally is preventing the flu, and that's your fundamentals of, you know, vitamin C on a daily basis, avoiding white flour, white sugar, white rice, keeping processed foods to a minimum, exercising, and doing your, you know, twice a year detoxes are still the things that I believe will prevent most flus for most people. You know, getting allergy symptoms under control. I guess that maybe I'm just older and I don't want to hand over any kind of prevention to a little button on a phone.
Well,
you know,
I think that that's
like empower. I mean, is that empowering, Holly? Or I mean,
no, it is. Like it is because no, it's not. I don't think. I mean, okay, information I think is empowering, but is, you know, we have to question the validity of the information first, because the New York Post has an article about this whole this germ tracker, and I mean, it's really funny. They've got a snapshot of the tracker itself, and this was a particular date a couple months ago in New York, and there was a lady from the Upper West Side. They tracked her tweets, and her name, I mean, at Kayseda, KAYSEDA, it says, "This whole sick thing is not fun." So she was color-coded as red. And then there was an at Amy Friedman, and she's more like a sort of a high orange alert. She said, everyone is sick. The pharmacy was a madhouse. And these are the kind of, and then another red user in Queens. Okay. So she said, I can't sleep at all. Achy headache, cough, freezing fever, and way too many thoughts. So she was a red. And so a couple things. First of all, I don't know. I mean, why post these things? I don't understand that in the first place. Second of all,
add something in there. If the Boston Bruins lose the Stanley Cup to the Chicago Blackhawks, then all of these people are going to be tweeting out, I have a headache and I'm upset in Boston. And then that thing's going to read that there's an epidemic of illness there, right? If I'm reading this thing right, you're saying?
Absolutely.
Three dot, I feel sick. I can't believe it. I have a headache. I can't believe I'm upset. I'm nervous. All these things are going to tweet red. So there's going to be either an epidemic of I can't believe we lost the series, or there's going to be an epidemic of flu, and this thing can't filter it out. The science issue as well.
I think it's kind of interesting that I heard you say apidemic instead of epidemic, which is what we're talking about. We're talking about an app. And so it could be, I think there are epidemics going on right now. But the other thing, too, that I think is important to note is, to your point, okay, that, hey, how can we prevent flus? I always snicker a little bit at some of my friends who say, if I notice, oh, let's say the scenario is this, oh, you're sick. Yeah, my husband gave it to me, or my son gave it to me, or my daughter gave it to me, or my friend gave it to me. And then I just kind of sit back and go, it just doesn't work like that. Sorry. These bugs, right? No, because, and I always ask, like, hey, if you've ever taken a microbiology class, it's so completely interesting and gross at the same time, because what they'll have you do is they'll have you swab things, like the microphone, right, that I'm talking into right now, or my cell phone, or the picnic table where I eat my lunch, and you just swab it and you put it on a petri dish. Okay, this is an auger that things can grow on, and things grow. We live amongst viruses and bacteria and fungus all around us. There are funguses among us. Yes, there are. And what do we have to protect ourselves from these opportunistic invaders? Well, what we have is our immune system. You're exactly right. So making sure that immunostimulating ingredients like vitamin C and zinc are on board, your probiotics, making sure that your gut milieu is re-inoculated if you've taken an antibiotic, and well inoculated all the time. Very, very important. Mm-hmm. There's been a study out of the Ohio State University that stated that even chronic stress and responding to chronic stressors can deplete the number of colonies of good bacteria, and also then increase the number of diversified bacteria in your gut. So stress, mm-hmm. then yes, then probiotic, yes.
Yeah, it's one thing that I do take probiotics every day. It's something that had been sort of an occasional once or twice a year thing, or after a cold, and that's even without antibiotics, I would use it to try and get it back up. But I just think that I feel better, everything's more balanced, and the data's so overwhelming on flu prevention and keeping that two-thirds of the immune system and the gut lining healthy, and there ain't no app for that, and that ain't rocket science.
That's right. Well, then let's say you do get a little bit of a something. Mm-hmm. Well, let your immune system do its job and help it. Right. You know, a lot of the things that we have out there in our conventional sort of over-the-counter are suppressants, cough suppressants, anti-fever medications. And I'm like, hey, if I have a fever, I'm thinking, cool, my body is all right and doing exactly what it's supposed to do, heating itself up to kill off these offending agents. And if I have a cough, that's good. There's something inside my little bronchioles that my body doesn't want there. So the little cilia, the little hair-like projections are getting things out. So, okay, Germ Tracker, I'm not exactly sure if I would get this app. I think I've got too many apps as it is. And I think, as Dr. Weiss said, perhaps there's an epidemic here. Not an epidemic, but an epidemic. And
I need holism.
It was great. So prevention is the cure when it comes to colds. Empowerment with education, sure. But do we need the Germ Tracker? I don't think so.